Hello everybody and welcome to the Week 4 Term 3 Staff Podcast. I caught up with the Scarecrow last night and it mentioned to me that it was outstanding in its field. I thought to myself about later, but hey, it was all in its genes. I just want to say thank you to the staff involved in the restorative practices training during the week that's just gone. It was a massive effort for those people to be involved in the training for the Wednesday and the Thursday, and there's certainly some follow-up work to go about that. I want to mention that I would like to form a working party for those involved in the training, and that will begin on Tuesday, the 20th of August, so week five. We're all going to meet in room 43 from 3:30 to discuss the rollout of the training over the next 12 months. So a commitment for all of you, please, for Tuesday, the 20th of August from 3:30. I also want to make mention to all the staff that were back on site. It was difficult in the sense that we were very short staffed, and those staff that took on extra reliefs, certainly a range of staff had to pick up some yard duties, and I appreciate that. Obviously was involved in that myself, and I appreciate the extra workload that people took on to make sure that that restorative practices training happened. Also want to acknowledge the work during the week around the English and HASS staff that are involved in the Bright Path updates. Those staff were really happy from their point of view about the fact that we've really come a long way around the use of the software and using the teaching practices. So they will be back later in the term to see how the next lot of assessment pieces that have been loaded into the software is going. So appreciate Greg Fitzgerald in making that all happen. I want to acknowledge the work that's gone into the Year 10 Vet Come and Try. Couple of days, Tuesday and Wednesday this coming week, Tiff Evans and also Diane Fitzgerald from the department have put a lot of planning into that. So we're cancelling Year 10 subjects or timetable for the Tuesday and Wednesday, and all of our Year 10s have nominated some activities around a pre-vet come and try. It's something that's I'm really pleased about because it's been some time in the planning and working with some of the vet private providers, but also with the two private schools has been something that has been a real positive about offering options for our students, but also allowing them to be able to stay on Ann Peninsula and in particular Port Lincoln through their senior years. So a real positive all round. Thank you for those involved in the planning, but also the role of that during the week. I just want to flag that there is going to be a whole school assembly on Tuesday, the 20th of August. We'll come up with the time during that day, but that looks to be the best fit. That's a delay from this last week for assembly due to other staffing commitments, so that you can please make sure you put that in your diary. And I also want to say that we've called an extra leaders meeting for this coming Tuesday. For all those involved in the preparation for the Student Free Day. We're asking that leaders come to that session in room 43 prepared with a program in mind so that they can share with other leaders so we can really get that firmed up. We thought that the last Tuesday was going to be the meeting that we needed. We are thinking that we need an extra hour or so to get that ready. So all leaders, please, at the student. For the student free day, there's a meeting after school on Tuesday. I will be away for most of this coming week, so I just want to acknowledge the fact that Clive will be the site leader. And again, I appreciate all the work that's going on. Looking forward, we really need to switch over into subject counselling mode. There's a fair bit of practical work that needs to happen around that, the arrangement. So I'll be certainly asking Clive to really make that a focus of his over the next couple of weeks. Actually get that organisation happening and all of the preparation work. So we're obviously targeting the seventh week of term for the events, and we need to really clarify what year levels are meeting and except and the staffing arrangements behind that. Just want to finish off with something that might bring a laugh to you. There were two goldfish in a tank. One looks at the other and says, "Do you know how to drive this thing?" Have a lovely week, everybody. Thank you.